Okay, so today we start a new inyan. Nosin Tam of Gam, which is a very fundamental inyan in Hilchos Tarovos. We have a couple of packets on that position. Okay, so let's see what that is. The Torah tells us Parshas Re'eh. So it says you're not allowed to eat nevela, right? That's an animal that died without proper shechita, and you have to give it to the ger toshav. Ger toshav is a non-Jew who's Makabel to do Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But, so what is this? So the Gemara tells us on page 3 in the Masech Tavod Zohar and Tzalm of Zayin. Hamad Beis. Last two lines. My time at Tanya Lo Sochel Kol Nevela Gesher Rechad Kol Arroy Lager Kriya Nevela She'ein Rui Lager Ein Kriya Nevela. In other words, Nevela, or any Macholos Asuras, is something that is fit for human consumption. If it's not fit for human consumption, what we call in Halacha Nifsal. Nifsal Mechil Asadam. So it's, if it's Nifsal, so then it's not roi, and mele it's mutter midaraisa. In other words, midrabanon, we said that it could be still a din of achshave, that you're machshavit, but midaraisa, if it's not roi lachila, it is not mutter. It's not really, it's not also. Okay. But that is talking about a be'en, when you have the actual piece of meat, the be'en. But then we have another halacha, and that is the following. We know there is a din of Tam ki ikar. Right? We've discussed that. That say you have a non-kosher piece of meat and you cook it with potatoes and you don't have shishim. So now the potato is also to eat because the tam from the non-kosher meat went into the potato. But the halacha, the Chiddush HaTorah of Tam Ki Iker is only if it's a Tam Meshubach, meaning it's a good Tam, a tasty Tam. But say the thing that it gives Tam in is not a good taste, so it doesn't enhance the food. Say you had a good potato, and now the meat is not good. And then when you cook the meat with the potato, now the potato is not going to be good because the tam that went into it is not good. So even though you don't have shishim, so it's not batal b'shishim, but it's not gonna, it's gonna be mutter. And that's the concept of nosin tam lefgam. Or say for example, you have a pot. So you have a pot. So that was cooked non-kosher meat in the pot. And then within 2 hours, you cook potatoes. So then the halacha is you can't eat the potatoes because the non-kosher tam from the meat went from the kli into the potato. But say the pot hasn't been used within 24 hours. So if the pot hasn't been used within 24 hours, then the tam in the pot is pogum. And therefore, if you would cook it with the potatoes, it would be the potatoes would be mutter, because the tam is nifgam after 24 hours. Because if you have a ben, it doesn't become pogam after 24 hours. It can be stale, but you know, it's not necessarily going to be yes, maybe no. But if it's only tam, the tam in the dofen hakli after 24 hours becomes putrid. Okay, so that is the... So, there is a famous Ran here on page 5. It's in a Rashba. Tavaka v'nosin tam v'gam minaveil gam ilo. Kol choroi l'veila l'gir shmein n'veila. Afa bishin nifkema. In other words, he's saying there's a difference between a be'en and tam. A be'en, a piece of meat, so it could be a little bit not good, but it still could be somewhat royal achila. But until it's totally, you know, bad, it's still considered an avela. So that's what he says. Avagav denosin tam of gam and avela gam, we love culture royal gear, shemain avela, alpisha nifkima, hasam hainu taim nisha nechelis bifne atzma. It's eaten alone as a be'ed. Lefika chasura ad shetivke mechilas ger. Avo itzit taruvus holchim achar nesinas tam kol shetamo poge matafshil ktsas mutter. In other words, but when it comes to the tafshil, when you're cooking with something, it's not the ben, it's the tam that's going in. So even though the piece of meat might still be royal achila, but since it got a little bit stale, still fit to eat, it's still, and now it causes the potato to be not so good. In other words, it doesn't enhance the potato, it detracts from the tam of the potato. Then the potato's mutter, even though there was no shishin. Because when we come to the be'en, then it only becomes mutter when the whole be'en goes to a zero. But when it comes to a tam, so even though the be'en didn't go to a zero, but the tam that it puts into the potato causes the potato to be less good than it was before, then that's what? No sin tam of gam. Like Rabbi says, it's not geschmack anymore. It's not geschmack. Fisha'ina no sin tam da adraba pogimbu. Well, that's where our body explains, like soap, right? So soap, I mean, you could maybe eat something that's soapy, I mean, but it's not going to, but if you have a potato or something that has soap, it's not going to add, it's going to detract. So when you're giving tam into something else, it's, the question is, do I get net gain or net loss? But when I have a be'en, I might still have a gain, therefore it's asur, until it's zero. It's totally pogum. Then he says, "Well, adayin sarich liyashev hechi gamrina back in the ran lo minavela." So, in other words, so we have two halachas here. In other words, we learn that from the din of nevela, the nevela ruyel ger is mutter, and not really it's osir. And then we also learn out the halacha of what? Of nosin tam of gam. But nevela ruy leger, as we said before, means it has to be totally bad. Nosin tam of gam doesn't have to be totally bad. As long as it caused the other food to be what? To be less than it was. So Iran is asking a question. But they learned out from the same pasuk. The pasuk of Lager Sher B'Sharecha. So we're learning out the din of Nifsal, Nevela Royal Gear, and we're learning out the din of what? Of Nosin Tam of Gan from the same pasuk, but they have two different halachic criteria. So how could you learn that from the same pasuk? That is asking. Heichi Gamrina Lomi Nevela. Because Nevela is the din, the Be'en, the Nevela itself. It has to be totally putrid. So Heichi Gamrina Lomi Nevela. Venerally, the Hainu time, the Mamatzin of Nevela Shalom. Asarta Torah El Shahi Ru'uya Lagir Mibnesha Ochla Nenem and Ha'isr Afal Pi Shahi Nifka Maktsas. I will call Shahina Ru'uya Lagir Kane Shahina Nenem and Ha'isr Hitirota Torah. So notice he says the common denominator between the two halachas, the halach of the Be'en and the halach of Tam, is are you Nene from the Dover Isr? Are you nene from the Dover Ha'isr? So if, when it's a Be'en, so as long as it didn't totally become putrid, you're still nene from the Dover Ha'isr. So then it's us. By Tam, if you caused it to be pogum in the other food, then you're not nene. So that's why it doesn't have to be that it's totally putrid. As long as it made the other thing a little bit worse, that's called you're not nana. So that's the tzad hashoveh. But both the idea is that you're not nana anymore. If it's a be'en, so as long as it's not totally putrid, you'll still get nana. In other words, if you'll be hungry, so it's a little bit not so great, but you'll still eat it. Because you're still nene. But when you cook one thing with the other, it's not a question of being nene anymore. So the mela, it's going to be it's going to be mutter. Avol pi shachalal isser mitchil av be isser shenosin kam heter kaven shehaeter nifkam. Says the Ran, continue. Karov ani lomar shim higdil iser midoso shel heter achat hei mashbiach yosek sheochlo begodol midoso. Imashahu pogem behefsa tamo. Osir achi yifosil mila echola odom kinevela. Whereas he says, say for example, say you have mashed potatoes, and then some non-kosher pieces of meat fall in. Right? And it's all mushed in, and it's all disintegrated. And the tam is not as good as it was before. So just the pieces of meat weren't so fresh. But the volume of the potatoes became greater. And the value of the volume, the greatness of the volume of potatoes as a result of the meat supersedes the loss of the tam, then we go by net value, net worth. Because the question is, did I gain or did I lose? So he says, so the Ram wants to say that it's that if you gained because of the volume over that, then the halacha is that it's aser. Chi aminu de pagam kol shu sagi. There's normally pagam and tam, even a little bit of pagam, even if it made the potatoes a little bit worse. It doesn't have to mean that it made the potatoes
When it's a be'en, it has to be that the piece of meat now is zero. But when it's a tam, it's not that it's a zero. It made the potatoes from 100 to 97. So, but if, as a result of the volume supersedes what? The volume supersedes the tam. Meaning that the gain of the volume is worth more than the loss of the tam, then it'll be osa. Hayin shaposu yoseh b'kilkul tamo v'chi amina d'b'gam kol shehu sagi hayin shaposu yoseh b'kilkul tamo v'ma shemashbiach v'golom midosa. But if it's the opposite, that the tam made it worse, and that's more valuable than the extra volume, So then it'll be mutter, because the question is, did I have a net gain or did I have a net loss over here? That's what it's all totally on. So again, when it's a be'en, so as long as it's still something tasty, not totally tasty, you have a net gain. So it's also by tam. When the tam goes in from the meatball into the potatoes and it's not so tasty and it made the potatoes worse, so you have a net loss and it'll be mutter. But if the other factors taken into account, it's not only the tam, sometimes it's the volume. And if the volume is more, the greatness of the volume is better than the tam, then it'll be mutter. Greatness of the vessel will be asura. Aval harashpo zal hitir b'sefer Torah sabayis ha'orach kol shahetem beruba min ha'issa. Fikayoyiv taima, lufgam. But the Rashpo says no. As long as the heter is beruba min ha'issa and the tam is pogum, so that's it. We don't look at the what? The fact that the volume is greater. Just look at the tam. Did the tam make the potatoes better, or did the tam make the potatoes worse? Not like the Ron says that sometimes you could take into account even something more than just the tam, the volume. El dvar ve'ein daiti nochel b'cheter zeh. He doesn't like it. Let's see. Yeah, if you look on page 6. Virali Shahuraba Haheter Ala Isr Avalbuzman Shaha Isr Kiheter Ainu Mutta Ashiv Gamugame Shakal Shain Heter Rabba Allah Rayaki Ilhud Be'ainu. Because if the heter is not more, then it's like a be'en. You have to have rov heter. You always have to have rov heter. And then the question, so then we're in the issue of tam. You have to have rov heter. But if it's 50-50, then it's not rov heter, that's like a be'ed. But the... Yeah.
Is 51 heter be'ed mamash?
If it's not bottle, it's not bottle. So yeah, so that's considered men. In other words, if it's this, what, 51 you're saying?
51, yeah. Okay, so
51 heter? Or 51 isser?
51 isser, sorry.
51 isser is not bottle. So then it's considered like a man, and then you have to, it's only when it's...
So you always need, for it to be no sin tamah gam to work, you always need rov. And the Ran says, no, sometimes it could be usur, even if it's not rov, if it gives it more volume, if the volume that it gets is worth more than the loss of the thing. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. 19, you said? Okay, let's see. Yeah, we're looking at Halacha Beis. Pagam ze ein tzar shiv gom lagamri, kachay katz la'ochlo. Whereas, nosin tam lagam, if it's in tam, it doesn't have to be that you're not going to eat it anymore. As long as it, that's why Rav Lati holds whenever there's soap. Soap doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to eat it anymore. I mean, if there's some soap in the chicken, well, the chicken's not going to be as good, but you can still eat the chicken. Right? Okay, it won't be as like Rav Lati said, it won't be as geshmak. But so that's what he says. But Gamze ain't sort of Yivgam Lagamri, Ache Kots La Ochlo, and I feel Pogim Tsas in Osu Taru Vosu. Ish Mishom is Ayu Davkish and his Arif Isser Muat in Heter Meruba. Hello, Isser Meruba, the Tok Heter Muat, I feel Metz Al Metz, Aino, Omen Nosin Tam Gam Muta, Ache Yivgam Lagamri, Shade Royal Machal Adam. You mean Shem Rashal Shalissa, El Tamu Bavad? So that was that's the Rashba, right? El Tamu Afil Isamaru, Heta Muad in Pogim Tsas, Yesh Misha Chochech, Loma Shimha, Higdil Isam Ridoso, Al Heta, Achum Ashbiach. Yosef she'ochlo begodol midoso mimashu pogem pefsetama also achi yifosel mila'ochol odam. And that's the So now there is a godam. There is a question on Pesach. What's the din on Pesach? Say, for example, you have no sin tam lefgam on Pesach. What does that mean? Say, for example, I remember Rav Avadi Yosef when he came here many years ago. So he told a story about a woman. He met her
in the street.
What?
She's crying in the street
because by mistake she made a whole yontif dinner for Pesach on Pesach, and she used a chametz stick of pot. It was ein ben yomo, but it was chametz stick. So she felt she worked so hard on this meal, and she cooked her chicken in this chametz stick of pot, and now she might have to throw out the whole thing. So he said, no, you're a Sephardi. And the Sephardim hold that Nosin Tam Lefgam doesn't apply to Pesach. It was Pashup Shad, if it's Nosin Tam Lefgam, it should be Mutter. Right? And here, it was a pot that wasn't used for Chametz within 24 hours. Right? So it should be... It should be okay. So what's with the actual? That's fine. It make a lot of sense because no sin tam lefgam is always also is always mutter. So Pesach should be no different. The Ashkenazim are of the opinion that since Pesach is an Issa Mashu. There's an Issa Mashu. There's no bittul on Pesach. Because if the thing fell in before Pesach, like a crumb fell into your soup before Pesach, you can't find it. So then a little bit of chametz asses everything. There's no shir bittul. But that's only if it happens on Pesach. If it happens before Pesach, then it's a bottle. If a crumb fell in the soup, the woman was cooking a week before Pesach, for Pesach, and a crumb fell in, so then it's bottle already. But on Pesach, not bottle. So same thing by cooking for Pesach. If you would have cooked with a chametz stick apart before Pesach, and ain't been yom chametz stick apart, so it's ain't been yom. Sfarim say ain't been yom asher. And even the Ashkenazim would be mekel if you cooked a chametz stick apart in a ben yom before Pesach, because there's no issur mashehu before Pesach; it's only on Pesach. But this case that Rav Radia Yosef was saying this happened on Pesach, so it happened on Pesach. She was cooking, say, chol hamoed for Shabbos or whatever it is. It happened on Pesach, so then there's an issur mashehu. So the Mechaber says, oh, it's a mashu, but so what? It's no sitam of Gabbas Mutter. And the Ramah says, no. And this is a mashu who, since there's an Isamashu, then no sitam of Gam is also us.
Right.
In other words, the Nisim Mashu goes together with the Nosin Tam of Gam. So that's here. You want to see? First, you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look on page 15, V'nei Mashu Amar the Chometz Pogum Shenisar Mashu who bePesach. Im nachmer lo kaven shi sur be masho. Was mer lo shamat mal mi pogam gomer tsatra. Shekol shehu masho ve inu machmas tamo in khilok ben tam of gam. Le shein pogam. Avo vi shmixes ve bas khokhmo. Also to was of the masho a few mechso yosha, but in inu pogam gomer. Also, Taruvos of Achila feel the Mashu. That's for Ben Yitzchak.
Page
15. Evel Meina Pogum Gomor. Also, Taruvos of Achila feel the Mashu. So he's saying that if it's no Satan of Gam, it's going to be Aser on Pesach. That's the Rashba. Because there's an Issur Mashu. Because Issur Mashu means that we don't care about Tam. Because even Issur Mashu means even if you have 100 times the amount, it's still going to be Aser. So that means, so if there's an Issur Mashu, then Tam is not a, doesn't play a role, so then even though Sintam of Gam is going to be awesome. Whereas the other Shita holds that, you see in Tosfos. On page 11. At the end, the last three lines. Ain't also mino elavada ain chiluk the chol nosin tam lefgam mutter. Nosin tam lefgam is mutter even Pesach. That's the Ram.
See, the first thing he starts off saying, Yeshayim Mufarshim Dechol Yisr, the Havi Mashahu Lamin, and Beinosin Tam of Gam Mutter. That's the first, that was the Rashbis. And then he has the other sheet that says that it's Mutter. And the Truma Sedeshin here on page 17. Chol Makom Shein Minag Yadua Sheish Lohos Ben Mekel Lo Hifsi Ve Mach Betov Al Abrach Kein Zeh Kosev Chol Mucho Tazim Mashu Chol Yichidim 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 Mashwalol Udivere Osir. So it says, Avakal Demi Vadlin, so Hiv Dulfgam Gam Mashu Mavadlin. Okay, so it comes out like this. If you take a look for a second, yeah, on page 18, says the Shulchan Aruch says this is the machlokes mechaber Ramah that Rabbi Avad Yosef made reference to. No sintam of gam mutter gam the Pesach. That's the Mechaber. And Yesh Machmirin is the Ramah. And that's the Rashba and the Yireim. He quotes Yireim also. Yireim is on page 16. He says, also. So now, the Prima Gadim says this idea that maybe these two Rashbos, the Shech likes to say it over Rashba Lashitoso. Because Rashba Shita is that Nosin Tam of Gam works based on Rov. You first have to have Rov Heter, then you can say Nosin Tam of Gam. But on Pesach, there's no din rov. So Mamela, there won't be a din of no sitam of gam. But if you don't hold that it's based on the din rov, if you hold like the Ran, that it's tolay on the Vela Royal Gare, is it considered. In other words, no sitam of gam could be. If you don't have Rov, it could be Mutter if it's totally Nifsal. So it doesn't necessarily work with Rov. So if it doesn't work with Rov, so then even on Pesach, it could be Mutter. Because the bottom line is, it's Pogam, so it's like it's totally not there. Okay, maybe you could say it like that. That these two Machlokas are connected, or maybe not. But bottom line is, it's a fundamental machlokes whether on Pesach, those in time of Gam, is also a mutter. And then on page 22, we have this din of Kol Kedera She'ena Bas Yoma Choshik Taimel of Gam Ve'ena Oseris V'nikra Bas Yoma Kol Shemar Sholo Shosem Beis Leis. Where it's 24, after 24 hours, the time is pogum. But if it's already after 24 hours, then it's not ben yom anymore. So then anything that's cooked in a treif pot, that the treif pot was used within 24 hours, is going to be mutter. But you're not allowed to do it l'chatchila, because they made a gezeira that you're going to come to use it within 24 hours. But if he did it already, it's going to be kosher.
Even if you say Eino ben Yomo, Otto ben Yomo, the tafshel b'diavad is mutter.
Yeah, the tafshel is always mutter. In other words, even if you did it, according to most shitas, even if you did it, you weren't supposed to use a treif kli. But you didn't kosher. And it was a treif kli, but the treif wasn't used within 24 hours, it's going to be mutter. The food is futter.
That's
Pesach, according to the law. Yeah, unless it's Chometz b'Pesach. And there is a sheet of the Rashba that says that you can't do it either. That if you use the treif kli, it is going to assay the food. That's Rosha says it's a das yachin. We assume that even though you're not allowed to do it after 24 hours, you're still not allowed to do it, but the food is still going to be moved. Okay, so this is the beginning of the discussion of around the Rashba, Gdosh began Bekalin, Chometz B'Pesach. Okay, that's the beginning. And Rez Hashem, this is like a very fundamental yisod of Hilchas Taruvos. So there's going to be like a couple of shiur on this. So this is the initial shiur. Shkoyach.